The Gemara Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis brings down two Maisim about how you're supposed to treat an Ani who comes to you for tzedakah, for food. And these Maisim that are back-to-back seem to be say to each other, they seem to be contradicting each other. The first Maisim, the Gemara says, Uda Asa Kemed Reb Nechemia. There was an Ani who came to Reb Nechemia to eat, and Reb Nechemia asked him, B'mat Asayid, what do you normally eat? So he told him, I eat Basar Shaman V'Yayin Yashan. I have fatty meat and expensive wine. Nechemia said, would you like to have some adashim? I could give you lentils. I don't have, you know, basa shaman yan yashan. He gave him lentils, and this ani ended up dying. It wasn't the food that he was used to. It wasn't up to his standards. And the Gemara says, Oilai lezeh shahargin Nechemia, woe for this person that he was killed by Nechemia. And the Gemara ends up saying that it was a tain on this ani, he shouldn't have been mefanik himself too much. He shouldn't be so finicky. He shouldn't have such high standards of food. He was an ani. He didn't have a lot of money. And it's his fault for having such high standards that when he wasn't able to get it, he ended up dying, and it was considered a taina on this ani. Then the Gemara brings on another ma'aseh, and it says, there's an ani who came in front of Rava, and again Rava asked him, B'mat aside, what do you usually eat? I eat a stuffed chicken and expensive wine. And Rava said to him, you're not worried about the causing the tzibur to come to poverty? You know, you're being semech al tzibur. How could you have such high standards and expect them to pay for your food? So Amr Leis, Etem, Atem, Mididu, Ka'achilna, am I eating from them? Midrachamana, Ka'achilna, am I eating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Detanina, Enik, Olach, Zerbetan, Naisen, Lehem, Esachlam, Be'itai, Bidon, Lenamer, Lebe'itai, Melamish, Kalachem, Vachem, Naisen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Benesasa, Be'itai. So he said, it's not the Tzibur that's giving the money, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzibur is just a Shliach, and therefore it's not a problem. So the Hachi, in the meantime, Asi, Achse, the Rava, Rava's sister showed up, to Chazle, Tleisle, Shani, he hasn't seen her in 13 years, Va'asi, Leitan, Gaz, Batum, Avi'an, Yashon, she brought him a stuffed chicken and expensive wine. Amr Mai de Kama, you know, what happened? Vasapas punk now, she brought me these two foods that this Ani mentioned. Must be it's a simon v'nashimayim. She gave it to him. Amalina Nasilucha Kumachol, he gave it to him and he ate it. So the second story, again, this Ani had very high standards, and Rava gave him what he wanted, gave him what he expected, and it seems to be that he did the right thing. It's not a tain on him. So what's the chel between these two maisim? And the first maisa, it was a tain on the ani for having such high standards, and Nechemia didn't give it to him and he died. And over here, the Gemara seems to be saying that what he did was right. He could have such high standards, and Taka Nesap and Rava gave it to him. It seems to be the right thing to do. So is it right to have such high standards of food when a person is an ani or not? That's the question over here. It seems to be a stira in these maisim. And there's Gemalaga Hasbro from the Stipler to answer this kasha. And I just want to be mocked a little bit, something very interesting over here, where this letter from the Stipler came out. So there's a letter from the Chazanish, an Igris Chazanish, letter Kuflam and Vav, very interesting letter that he wrote to someone. It doesn't say who he wrote it to, but he basically wrote to this person that he says that he recommended to this person that I think it would be kedai for you to go on a little vacation during the summer, try to find some place where you could go and have a change of scenery, have some fresh air, because he says, from what I heard, it seems like you need it. You know, you've been learning shtark the whole zman, and you need to have a break, you need to go and take care of your body as well. And then the Chazanish goes on to be mayrich about how important it is to have a shtadlis activius. You have to have a shtadlis in darchei ateva, what's negiah to your body and your health. And it's a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, that a person has to be mishtadl to take care of himself. And he brings the Amorim who went to doctors, and there's Kadosh Baruch Hu created different plants and minerals, and they're all here too, and animals to be used as medicine to help our body, help our health, and therefore he feels it's important to do the proper ishtadlis. He felt this person was perhaps not doing the proper ishtadlis of taking care of his body. And he says, even though you do find certain tzaddikim who were able to skip over the ishtadlis of Darchei HaTeva and just totally be betach and Hashem, not worry about the to be mishtadl at all, you have such a mahalach. He says, that's a mahalach for someone who's on that madrega. Some people could do it, but he says you have to be very, very careful. On the one hand, you can't be too much involved in ishtadlis. If you're too involved in ishtadlis and you don't have enough bitachin, that's not correct. But on the other hand, if you have not enough ishtadlis and you're totally bitach b'Hashem and you shouldn't be doing it, it's also not correct. So you have these two extremes. You have to find somewhere in the middle. And he felt that this person has to work out a little bit on being mishtadl b'darchei teva and go on vacation for the health of his body. And Chazanish ends off and he says, this is what I wrote because this is my mahalach. This is what I feel. But he says, betach yeshla l'kvot terasa halacha kavua. You must have your own mahalach, how to work out the sugya of bitachon and hishtadlis. It's really not my place to say anything, but I, Uncle Panim Chazanish says, I couldn't hold back, so I told you my feelings. And then he ends off, and he signs his name. So this is a letter the Chazon Ish wrote to someone. It doesn't say who he wrote it to. We have some clues. It was obviously a person who's in Talmud Chacham. The Chazon Ish felt that he's right to have his own Mahalchin Zinyanim, a person who was a Kaddish and a Parish, who was taking care of his Ruchnias, but perhaps neglecting his health a little bit. That's all we see from this this letter. But Lamaisa, I think I know who this letter is written to, and this is Mavur from the Igris and Rishimus of the Kiel Siakiv, the Stipler. It's pretty clear this was written to none other than the Stipler himself. The Stipler was, can I do with the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. He married the Chazon Ish's sister. The Chazon Ish was a Shadchan. He handpicked him, the Stipler, to marry his sister. And there's a letter back from the Stipler to the Chazon Ish, which is pretty clear that it's a response to this letter. And that's how we see that this original letter was talking written to the Stipler. And it's Mavur from the dates over there and from the Lashonis of the letter that the Chazon Ish wrote this to the Stipler was between the engagement and the marriage. The Stipler was already engaged to his sister. He wasn't yet married. And the Chazon Ish felt that he's learning very stark, he's very chashuv, but he needs to take care of his health a little bit. The Stipler Kayadua was in Vardekar, where they have a very extreme level bitachin, extreme halachin bitachin, and they focus on bitachin more than Ishtadlis, more than others. And the Chazon Ish felt that he should focus a little bit more about on his Ishtadlis, Bedarchei HaTava, to go on vacation and get a little break. And so the Stipler's letter back to the Chazon Ish, this is in the Igros Rishimus Kilas Yaakov in letter Chaf Ches. So he says, I got your letter, and he says, I listened to you, I went to the yard, I went to the woods to take a little vacation, but I wasn't able to rent an apartment because I didn't have enough money. But he says, it sounds like he took the Chazon Ish's advice, but then he goes on to say that this you wrote, he says to the Chazon Ish, Mistama Yeshli Halacha Kavu Begeder HaBitachon, that I have my own Mahalchim Bitachon, Guzmahi, it's a Guzma, like don't think I'm such a Talmud Chacham that I have it all worked out. I don't have it worked out. I don't have halacha kavua. But then he says, L'maisa, I don't feel that there could be halacha kavua. It's not something where you could say clearly, you know, this is the amount of ishtadlus you're supposed to have, this is the amount of bitachon, because it's something which is mischalik lefi ha'inyanim. It really depends on every person and every situation. And he brings, as a raya, he brings this argama over here in Ksubis, these two stories, and the imamish asks this kasha that these two stories seem to be saiser each other. One, the first one is mashma, the ani was not correct for having such high standards. The second one is mashma, that he was correct. So which one is it? He says, L'chayra ma'isi esar se'zezeh, v'achilik nirel, and he has da'it, he's like the Stipler. What's the chilik? The reach of Nachman lo'ya mitzad bitachin. The reach of Nachman, I'm sorry, from Nechemia, who said, you know, I want my baser, and shaman, and yan yashan, that wasn't coming from a bitachin, that was coming from Stam. He was a megushim dika person, he had high standards of food, and but not, he wasn't on that level of bitachin to trust that Hashem would give it to him. And when it's not coming from bitachin, then lohavilef nuke, he shouldn't be mefanik himself too much. It was a chash sakana. You can't always have it. And if you miss it, it could be a sakana. And he was wrong for doing that. And Yitak ended up dying because of that. But he says, the reach of Rava, he had these high standards, but it was coming from bitachin. He had full bitachin in Hashem, that Hashem will provide him with what he needs. So being that he had such a level of bitachin, it was okay for him to have a higher standard because he was batech, like the Shrachel give it to him, a sefer echiach, and we see from the end of the Maaseh, the taka was coming through bitachon because an ace happened and he got it. We see the way he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone their parnasa. Clearly, he believed that everything is from Hashem, and if you have that level of bitachon, then it's mutter to do it. So basically, and he says, B'midosh Adamay demarim lay, Me'inza klam liyochet b'beis, the Stipler is saying that if you are not on a high level of bitachon, then you have to go with Darchei HaTeva. Darchei HaTeva, you're an ani, you can't afford such expensive foods, you have no right to expect that and live such a way and say, you know, someone else will provide it for me. And when you do that, you're doing something wrong, and he ended up dying. But on the other hand, if you're on a level bitachon, you're such a Baal bitachon that you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for me even if I want something a little bit more than I need, and you honestly believe that, and you have such a level bitachon, you have a right to follow that level bitachon, and you have a right to do it, and Hashem will respond according to your level of bitachon, like we see from this maisa, and that's what the teretz is between the, you know, there's no contradiction between these two maisa, it depends on what your level of bitachon is, and that's the point this step is trying to bring out over here, that when it comes to bitachon, you can't say a clear thing, I don't have to do this, ishadlis or not, it really depends on the level of bitachon, which the truth is, the Chazon Ish himself alluded to in his letter, and it sounds like this type was saying that, you know, lefi his madrega bitachon, he felt he's doing the right thing, he doesn't have to go on vacation, but the Meiser is Mevatel Das to the Chazon Ish, and he went. Al Kapanim, that's the beautiful Hezbo, the Stipler and Gemara, and a very interesting Masum Matan between the two brothers-in-law, the Chazon Ish, and the Stipler during the Stipler's engagement.